Call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today is September 10th. The time is 10:01. First item on our agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Pratt?
What's here?
Congresswoman Whitehorn? Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Didn't ask in advance. I'd like to ask my sister Jackie to say our prayer, if she would.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come together and just for the best of the Osage people. Lord, I pray that you look down on those who are mourning, those who are in active armed forces, and our veterans, our elders, Lord. Just be with us today as we make decisions and share information, Lord, for the best of the Osage people. And just bless the Osage Nation and all the leadership and the decisions that they have to make. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes.
Did you catch this on page two?
Yes. Just have a question about ONCA 1977. I guess the way that it's set up here on our minutes, it has section 9, 17, 25, 36, 40, and 43. I guess we did we review the Gaming Enterprise Board? Did we review section 25? Because in the motion below it, it's not included. Okay, so we did, I'm checking the agenda that I've got from the last one. We did review section 9, 17, 25, 36, 40, 43. The committee wanted to see...
9.
The board. The board.
Right.
Budget back and Bird Creek Farm back. So section 9, and then also section 25 were the two sections that the committee chose not to report approved and reviewed and wanted to see on future agendas. Yes.
So just for clarity, maybe on future minutes, maybe we could remember to make the motion to postpone them. So we kind of have a trail of what we've done with them instead of having to figure it out and try to recall what we did. So I just wanted to, it's correct as presented, but I just want to kind of bring that to our attention because it made me have a question.
And
Congresswoman Lemon had one cat, oh, no, no. Yeah, she did. Page two, in the motion to approve, we've got a congresswoman made a motion to reflect the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee has reviewed, but we don't know who. Page two, in the motion to approve, the very last motion to approve.
What's the question about it?
It says Congresswoman, but it doesn't have a name next to it.
Say what woman?
Okay, so.
There's five of y'all on this one.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And actually, I think it was RJ.
Move to approve the minutes from September 15th, with the caveat that the clerk reviews.
No, fifth.
Pardon me, reviews the.
Did you say fifth or 15th?
Fifth, I might have said 15th. The motion to approve.
As amended. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed, motion carries. Next, one abstention. Next abstention right here. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1977, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch for the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $25,857,782 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. We've already read it in, and we are towards the last part of our sections. Section 44, Ones LLC board is up, so I will invite Ones. We have David Conrad, Jackie Jones. We have Chairman Board Redigal here, and who else do you have?
Kurt.
Okay. If y'all would like to come to the table, and we can pull their board budget up.
Right here.
Good guess.
That look right?
That doesn't look right, but the top says it's right.
It doesn't look right, does it?
But it doesn't look right.
Well, let's go back to the resolution.
Megan, can you help RJ navigate?
Right there.
That's it. It's all right. That's just, I guess you should ask them if that's what they turned
in. Oh. Go ahead and click on it. Is this what, Jackie, is this what y'all turned in?
That's not what was submitted by us to the executive branch, but apparently this is what was submitted.
That's what we have. Okay, yeah, so
we'd increased travel just a bit, and we were looking at some of the costs for our administrative assistant be picked up by the board. That's what we submitted to the executive. It was about $130,000, It was about $130,000, but then it came back, then the executive sent it back without those. So it's back to the original, matching 2019.
All right, I'll open it up to the committee for questions. Congressman Walker.
Well, since this is my first time driving and trying to navigate through here, I can see the travel and the operations expenses. I mean, they're minimal. I guess my question would be, what does the $88,200 represent?
That's our stipends that we receive.
Gotcha.
Board stipends. think the budget would show that it's for five board members. Right now, we only have four currently serving.
Can you, do you have?
Yeah, I can drive.
I don't know what else, we would look at, just last year's budget.
You want to look at last year's?
Yes.
Please.
Congressman Walker?
No, I was just.
Oh. Okay, we have a few committee members that have requested to see the 19 comparison, so we're going to find that. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
How many current board members did you say that were on the board?
Four active.
And so was that a request for four or five stipends?
I believe that they requested for five, the budget, from a budget standpoint.
Okay.
One board member resigned, and the chief never reappointed anybody.
It's flatlined, pretty much.
If I recall, the only thing that was reduced was the IEP just a little bit.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, my question is this what we're seeing in other enterprise board budgets that have been submitted to us? Is this the same? Because what the resolution approves for our board is a stipend for business boards in the amount of $2,100 for the chairman and $16,800 for each member, and then a total of $10,000 to be divided between the members for travel. That's what the resolution approves for boards. So is that what we're seeing across the board on boards? Is this one a little bit different? See, training?
It's exactly
the same. So what?
I'm just talking about the rest of the expenses.
Analyst can pull some other board budgets up. The only other board budget that we've looked at, but we passed over it very quickly to put it on another agenda, was the gaming board budget. I have not set on, I'm on government ops, but we haven't gone over any board budgets yet. So I don't know if anyone on appropriations or health or.
All the enterprise
budgets.
Board budgets should be here. We should have Osage LLC and
Home health.
Okay, there's the home health board budget.
That won't be a good comparison.
Gaming enterprise board,
yeah. Okay, their travel is 10,000. They have five.
Right. It's the same amount. Local mileage. They have professional fees in there of 9,000.
Okay.
I'm good. I just wanted to see if that we were
okay
carrying those expenses equitably among our boards like that.
Anyone else? No questions? All right. Thank you.
Can I look back at that? Look back on.
No? Maria, do you have any other questions before I let everyone go and move on to the next section?
No, I just... I guess I don't have any questions.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for coming. Okay, the next section is 47, Real Estate Services. Executive, please join us.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hello. Good. Away.
Okay, executive. I will open it up for the committee. We have Dante here, and we have Melissa here.
About to get reprimanded.
All right. Can we pull their budget up, please? Real estate. Okay.
I know.
Committee, the budget analyst has pulled up the budget on the TV, so go ahead and open up your questions. Yes, we can see last year's for a comparison. Here's the 19.
Go ahead. This 2019 budget is as requested, not necessarily what was in 1877, so not necessarily what was approved, just what was requested.
Oh, okay.
Does the committee have any questions? Real estate. Yes, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Request this year comparable.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I know your first name, but I don't know your last. What is your last name?
Halleck. Dante Halleck.
Mr. Halleck. Okay, so this is your budget for what you administrate, correct? Or is it a combined budget?
It falls under the Reorganized Managed Assets Department that has this budget included in that.
Okay.
Yeah, so under Real Estate Services.
So, is it the budget you administrate, Ms. Curry, or is it a shared budget?
We both administer it.
You both administer it. Okay, that helps me. Okay, is this an increase from last year?
Yes.
Okay, can you talk to me about the increase? Can I ask her a question? Can you talk to me about the increase in the budget, where we're seeing that increase?
The increase is to cover expenses related to Blue Stem Ranch in order to complete a sampling plan. I don't know if you remember or not, but previously the BIA issued a letter and they estimated it would cost us over $40 million to clean up the ranch. Mm-hmm. And since then, they came back with a new proposal. We sent the proposal to our contractor, AES, Analytical Environmental Services. They came back with a sampling plan. And so the increases to cover is around $400,000 for that plan. And I don't see it on there.
$430,750.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. I have just a note to the director of operations. I'd like to see everything say Osage Nation Ranch since they changed the name instead of Blue Stem Ranch. That's just me. They changed it. That's what I know that's small, but go ahead.
Microphone.
Roger that.
Okay. I think we changed it back in the spring.
That's what I like to see.
Okay, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Okay, so what I see up here, it says environmental remediation plan for Blue Stem Ranch. Have they come back with the plan yet? Is this for cleanup? Tell me what this plan gets us. What this $430,000 is gonna do to help set that staining and scarring straight out there.
Melissa, so, you're going to have to really speak into your microphone
because okay.
We're getting people saying they can't hear you. Sorry.
Okay. So the sampling plan includes all the locations that they will go out and actually do samples of the ground or the staining or the spills or the saltwater are. They will do sampling and testing, data analysis, provide us with test results. Then they will come back with a remediation plan. And then there will be additional cost incurred. BIA has approved this plan, and the reason it says Blue Stem is because all of this work was done in November. Huh. And for fee to trust purposes, we have everything under Blue Stem with the BIA. So we acknowledge that it is the Osage Ranch, and when we put it in trust, it will be the Osage Ranch. But for paperwork purposes, all of the old documents have Blue Stem on them. So that's why this wasn't changed.
Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So somewhat this might be just a little bit misnamed. It's the sampling plan, environmental sampling plan for the Blue Stem Ranch, and the remediation plan will be followed subsequently.
Correct.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of land. That was one of the things that when we voted to acquire all this land, I think everyone at the table said this is going to require a lot of money moving forward for upkeep and whatnot. So I'm not so could be more. Congressman Walker.
So what work was completed or done in November? Is that part of what we're paying for now? No?
No, we already paid them to complete the plan. This is to implement the plan and actually put boots on the ground and go out there and do the testing.
What role did the producers play in that?
Well, it's of my opinion that BIA needs to hold their feet to the fire and make them clean up everything that they've done. And 2 years ago when we met with the regional director, that is what BIA agreed to. So once we do the plan, that doesn't mean that the nation's going to have to clean it all up. BIA's supposedly to be cooperative and to work with us to get this finished.
So can I continue?
Yes.
Therein lies an issue with me. I mean, if we're going to spend 400 $30,000, is this a comprehensive remediation plan?
Yes.
Congresswoman Walker?
I can't say I have any sort of optimism that we're going to see any bang for the buck anytime soon. Are we going to hold the producer's feet to the fire? Or are we going to hold the BIA's feet to hold their feet to the fire? I mean, can we not target some areas of critical need? Not saying that all of it, and I realize it all to some extent ties into our feet of trust issue, but how important is that really right now? What are we going to really get from that? I want it to happen, but that's a lot of money. And if, just thinking to myself, if we target some critical areas and come up with some soil samples and remediation plans there, and then see if we can get something done, has that been considered? Is there a reason why we're doing a comprehensive plan? I'm just curious. I would like to hear.
Melissa?
Okay, one of the things that triggered this was BIA came back with these revised reports, like saying, they weren't technically saying, oh, we may have overestimated. You know, the Osage Nation never agreed with that $40 million assessment because they only sampled a small area, and then they treated it like the whole ranch was covered in oil wells, when we know that there are several thousand acres that do not have production on them. And so we battered this back and forth for months, and I believe that Chief even talked to the higher-ups in D.C. So this was their response to that.
Casey?
Yes, ma'am. I can't speak into detail on it because, well, I don't know the details on it, but what I can say is, to answer Congressman Walker's question and to try to help out a little bit, is that the higher-ups at BIA and Department of Interior in D.C. need to see something start. There's all kinds of stuff going on that we don't see up at D.C., and they're wanting to see something started here to expedite the feet of trust. I mean, they're willing to push things forward for us because of the size of and scope of the property we're talking about. And, you know, okay, it's a big deal. But we have to start somewhere, and that's what they're wanting to see. And again, I'm not in on those discussions, so I don't know exactly what they're talking about. But, you know, we're not just saying this for any old reason other than, you know, we're doing this for a reason. Very specific, and it's to get the ball rolling on all of this stuff so that feet of trust process will get kicked into overdrive, because, you know, we have some really good relationships with some of those folks up there.
Congressman Walker?
So this is specific to the feet of trust process?
Yes, sir.
Because I don't think Ted Turner would be spending $400,000 on a remediation plan. I mean, there's been remediation going on out there for a decade. I mean, Chaparral's got a bunch of issues out there, Nadel and Gussman. I mean, man, it's a lot of money.
Casey?
And this isn't the only part of it, Congressman. We've got the Oklahoma
OERB.
OERB doing at least 10 sites, right?
Yeah, they've got 10 parcels that they're going to start working on probably at the end of this year, first of next year. And BIA's aware of all these sites. And the other thing that they've alluded to is that once this plan's in place, that they will consider going ahead and processing our application, but I don't have that in writing.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Which is, I think, why we should really take a look at the finance of it, because I've been here since 2012, and all of our applications for fee to trust, and some for the purpose of gaming, some otherwise. Is anybody aware of anything that's gone into trust?
We've completed the Skytook parcel that sits beside the casino, the Tulsa Air Park, and the Tulsa Back 75, the area behind the casino.
Okay, and so those all went in just...
In the last 3 years?
In the last 3 years, okay. I don't know. I know it's a big piece of land out there, but I'm wondering if we couldn't do it in smaller bites. Well, I mean, we're you know, Mr. Johnson, we're under this crunch and we're over.
Well, and I'd like to add Bird Creek Farm to that list. It's literally almost done. I mean, we're weeks away.
Bird Creek Farms is extremely close, as are the two gaming parcels. They really would have liked to push them through before the end of the FY.
Right.
So after that, all we have is the Bluestem Ranch, and we're going to submit an application for the Civic Center.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just getting a temperature check from the committee. We have a meeting scheduled for the 12th. And we have included on that agenda section 9, which is Bird Creek Farm. Per your all's request, you weren't really ready to push that forward. I'm starting to kind of feel like you're not ready to push this one out as reviewed, approved, and sent back to appropriations. So would you like for me to put that on the agenda, and then we can move on to tribal development, Congressman Walker?
I've got another. Can I continue questioning about this?
Yes.
Where are we on the contract or with AED? Are they ready to get started? Are they waiting on this appropriation? Sounds like they've already been chosen to be the contractor. I mean, let's just hypothetically speaking, what if we're like, no, this isn't $400,000. We're not willing to. We're going to cut that from the budget. Just where are we in the contractual process with AED?
Hasn't started.
But they have been chosen.
They did the first one.
Right. They haven't gone through the CBA and the whole process of selection yet.
Gotcha.
This will have to go back through the whole...
Understood.
Fund system.
Melissa?
The reason we chose AES is because they were selected to do the first environmental site assessment on the property. So they're familiar with the property. They are one of the top environmental firms in the country. They work with about 36 other tribes. So when we did our research, they're one of the better companies.
I don't have a problem with AES. I mean, it being the ones that do the project. I was just curious where we are and considering a potential decision regarding the appropriation request. That's all.
We're all on standby.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, I'm going to agree with your suggestion that we might set this aside and maybe look at it again. But I do have one request from the executive, and I believe that ONCA 1397 requires that anything that the BIA or federal government sends to the chief's office, a copy is forwarded on to Congress. We haven't seen any of those documents in probably a year. So I would be very interested to see the communications that we've had with the Department of Interior or the Bureau between the Osage Nation and them, so it can kind of give me, fill in the picture of what's going on, and I can be better informed about how this might help us move forward right now. So if you would get those documents together and send them to the chair. And another question I have is, do you need something in writing from the chair? Do I need to do a motion so the chair will contact you in order to send these over? Would that be more appropriate for you guys?
You can send me an email and I'll work on it.
I'm fine with that. We're on the air. It's all it's a matter of public record.
Okay.
I don't think I need to
have a motion.
On the, I don't think I need a motion. So if you would just send it, your email directly to who you want the information from, and you can respond back to her and CC me, and we'll send it to the committee.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If there's nothing further, then we're going to, I will, Congressman Walker.
Has the staff remained the same? I know I don't see the same job titles up there. I don't see the same jobs listed from last year to this year. Or I mean, some of them.
It's my foot, I'm sorry.
Has the staff been, some of the positions been renamed?
We upgraded the field inspector to include the GIS duties.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And then also, if you'll go to the bottom, Ms. Snee, down in the other category, please. I'm not sure, and that one too, yeah. Your other line is including appraisal fees and filing fees. Are those appraisal fees for the nation proper? Is it for citizens that own land? What is this appraisal fee request for?
Some things have changed since this was submitted. Last year we were on track. The appraisals were caught up. Everything was going as it should. And then the government shut down and they got behind. And they continued to be further behind. And then we recently found out that they only kept one appraiser. Everybody else had moved to other departments, transferred to BIA. So we met with the Office of Appraisal Services and the regional director, and we are planning on compacting appraisal services.
Contracting
for this next FY. When that happens, the first thing we are going to have to do will be to contract somebody or somebodies to conduct these appraisals. But at the time that the budget was prepared, we were going to go ahead and contract and pay for it ourselves just to get everybody caught up or keep them up to date. We have several right-of-ways pending, a few land sales, and of course, you know, we are up to almost 400 surface leases. We've almost doubled the amount of surface leases as when we took over the program. So there's just a lot going on.
Right. Do you have any estimation of when are the contract negotiations complete yet, or are we still working on those?
We're still working on them.
So we don't know what we're going to get just yet. Do you have a rough idea, and do you feel like it'll be sufficient?
I think so, because when we looked at the region's breakout, Osage Agency or Osage Nation was almost 50% of their budget. So I think that we can work. It's a number we can work with.
Okay.
To get started. And we'll, of course, just like when we took over real estate services, it's going to take a year or two to, maybe not as long for this program, but it's going to take, you know, at least a year for us to figure out if we're going to have to ask for more money or what's going to happen.
Okay. So in order to give our landowners better service out of our realty office, you feel like the $60,000 needs to stay in this budget? Are you, will you currently engage somebody to do those appraisals with those dollars? So I know I've talked to several that have a little catch in their throat because their appraisals are on hold. So
I would like to keep it in there at this time because I want to get everybody caught back up.
Okay.
You know, I want to get back where we were last year. I mean, it was, you know, kind of a devastating blow that we worked so hard to get everybody's leases caught up and do all the right-of-ways and the land sales and exchanges, and then turn around and they just fall back behind.
Right. Not your fault at all. No fault to your office.
Well, no, but,
right. You know, but it still doesn't help the landowners.
No, and that's why we're
right
here.
I get it. Okay, I was just wanting to have that discussion, and I'll be encouraged to hear how the negotiations on the contract go.
Thank you.
Okay, so we will meet on this section on 9/12. We have another meeting at 1 o'clock, and your section will be back on the agenda. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We're moving on to section 56, tribal development. Just going with the trend, you go ahead and pull up last year's and this year's. We'll just keep that going. Hello, Silas. Welcome to the table. Thank you. Okay, committee, you have this year's and FY19 to compare. I'll open it up to the committee for questions. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, while I'm trying to get my eyes full of this, I would like for Mr. Sapahoodle to tell me any significant changes or additions that in this budget, because I haven't really had time to do a comparison. So I'd like to hear from you on what's going on with tribal development, if you would, please. Is that, that's okay with the chair?
Silas, you have the floor.
Okay, we've
use your microphone, please.
I don't think we've changed anything since last year to this year. We've acquired director, and we had a program coordinator that we left vacant, and I don't believe we're going to take care of that at all. I think that's going to get taken away.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So the program coordinator is going to be, is that I see in the budget, you're not going to need?
Yeah, I don't, we need one, but I don't know if, I don't think it's going to be taken care of this year. I'm not sure what's happened. I haven't heard any updates.
This.
Congressman Walker.
This one that says new.
No, there's four.
There's four there, RJ.
Oh, okay. You're so cool.
The salary caught my eye.
Okay. Congressman Walker?
I'll yield.
Mr. Johnson?
How can I say this without getting in any trouble?
Don't know.
There's some personnel decisions that are involved with this budget from last year to this year that weren't made. That's pretty much all I can say about it.
Okay.
So the money, the money there, 59, whatever that says, 304?
384.
Did not all get spent. If you'll notice, there are five positions over there, and there are five positions to the right. 59, 384 is actually one of those other numbers over there to the right. Now, I'm not going to discuss which one it is.
Okay. Committee, anything else? Yes, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I just wanted to move the screen up so I can look down through the budget here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. So just for clarification, I know your department works close with real estate services. So positions like the managed assets coordinator and the administrative services coordinator, those just split. There's no percentage listed here. So are they just split between the two?
My position is split between the three departments, tribal works, real estate, and tribal development.
What about the other two? Managed assets and administrative services.
Say again.
What was the question?
Managed assets, director, and administrative services coordinator. I saw those in the real estate budget too. So I'm assuming those are
yes.
Split.
Real estate services also has a administrative services coordinator.
A different person.
Different person, same title.
That's what I was trying to get.
Right.
Are they different people or
different people?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry. Again, the breakdowns are in the annual plans, so if there's a percentage, i.e. Dante, if you see the real estate services annual plan, it'll say 33%.
Okay, I did see that for him. I didn't notice the others.
No, it's the same job title, but two different people.
Anyone else? All right. The committee doesn't have any further questions, then thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Our next section is 57, the Visitor Center. Addie Hudgens, come on down.
Oh, wow.
Supposed to run and scream.
Now hug her.
All right, committee, we're going to get the visitor center up. And Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like for Ms. Sneed to pull up their revenue and expenditure sheet, too. I think that we'll be excited to look at that.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Well, first thing I noticed was that there's now travel in there, it looks like, for at least one employee, and just wondered if that was what the plan was there.
The travel was in there last year as well, and this year we are attending a American Indian Native Alaska Tourism Association conference, which will take place next week, and I'm sure we will do the same thing again next year.
Addie, you want to while we're pulling stuff up, you want to give us a little overview? Anything you want to share?
So we have had over almost 2,000 total visitors from the time we opened November 16th, 2018 until now. We've had visitors from almost every state in the United States, except for 7. We've had visitors from 13 different countries. I sent over some charts. I don't know if you guys got those. They were brought down yesterday to be stamped in, I believe. So that's what I'm looking at here. And it gives, you can see on the chart that you don't have. When you get it, you can see on there that, okay, so we opened in November, and then it, you can see on the chart that it goes from like, in February, it
Hold
completely.
On, let her stamp it in, and then we can all look at what you're looking at. Chair, I'll entertain a, Casey?
Well, one of the things that
I
this...
wrote on this one, so I don't want you to stamp it in. It's got my notes on it. But you can stamp these two in.
One of the things this will demonstrate is that, as an example, the museum has on average 19 visitors a day now. So, you know, the visitor center is showing its effects at other places. And you, there's always people at our Veterans Memorial every day. So...
Chair, I'll entertain a brief recess.
So moved.
Second.
We're in recess.
Here, go ahead and do this one. It'll be fine.
If you brought it down, though, right?
Yeah.
She needs to
know.